Hey everyone, I am Gabe. Welcome to Studio Classroom, the place where we talk about all kinds of exciting topics, and your English will improve today. We are on the second day of a very important lesson called Say It Politely. Sometimes it can be difficult to say things politely, especially when you are in a rush or if you're really hungry, kind of like I was yesterday. I did eventually get my hamburger. I'm very happy about that. However, I really wasn't very polite about it. When you are rude, you can make other people feel bad. And today, we are continuing our lesson about being polite. We're going to discuss how to offer an opinion, how to turn down an invitation, and also some statements to avoid. This sounds like it's going to be a pretty good lesson. So let's get inside and find Rebecca.
Oh, hey, everyone. I'm Rebecca. Welcome to Studio Classroom.
Oh, my. That is so ugly.
What's ugly? What's wrong with my sweater? It's green, and you're wearing green,
oh,
too,
my
Gabe.
Goodness, Rebecca.
Yes?
Right here.
Look
at what is on your sweater. This string. Oh, my word. That is that made you look so ugly.
Gabe, I wasn't asking your opinion about my sweater.
Yeah, well, I was offering my opinion, and there it is.
Well, friends, we have so much to learn today about being polite. So I think we should get started with today's reading. Gabe, why are you still talking about that little
thing? It's ugly.
It's
so ugly.
Ugly.
Yeah.
Say it politely. Offering an opinion. When someone asks your opinion, you don't want to offend them. Maybe someone asks, "What do you think of my idea?" Don't say, "It's a lousy idea," if you don't like it. Say, "I don't think it's the best idea." Use the negative form of positive words, and people will accept your opinion more easily. Turning down an invitation. When you can't accept an invitation, don't say, "I can't, I'm busy." Refuse in a more indirect way. "I'm afraid I can't," or "I'd love to, but," or "That sounds great, but." These phrases soften the message and make it easier to accept.
Hi everyone, welcome to Lunch Lab. 今天第一个重点我们要来看的是 turn down 这个动词片语。turn down 在这里是指拒绝或者是驳回。例如 Vivian turned down her boyfriend's proposal and it broke his heart. Vivian 拒绝了男友的求婚让他的心都碎了。或者是 George turned down the company's offer because the salary is too low. George 拒绝了这家公司提出的条件因为薪水给的太低了。接下来我们看的是 soften 这个动词，注意这个字里面的 t 是不发音的，念成 soften。soften 本来是指软化，例如 soften the butter over low heat， 用低温软化奶油。但是 soften 在这里是指使柔和或使缓和。例如 Brenda tried to soften her tone when speaking to her students。Brenda 和学生讲话的时候，试着让自己的语调柔和，或者是。The columnist has softened his criticism of the government lately. 这位专栏作家最近减弱了对政府批评的力道。
So we are continuing this lesson on how to be polite, and today we are specifically talking about offering an opinion. Now, Gabe, when you were offering your opinion, I never asked you for your opinion.
Well, I know, Rebecca. I guess I was being a little rude when I called your sweater ugly because of this piece of string, when the truth is, this string is actually kind of cute. Here, Rebecca, you can have it back. I'll put it on your sweater.
Thank you, Gabe. I would love this piece of string back. Well, let's continue on with our lesson, offering an opinion. Remember, there's a difference between just freely offering an opinion and then when someone asks you for your opinion. And that's actually what we're talking about in our lesson here.
That's right. Sometimes you want someone's feedback. You say, hey, could you tell me what you think about this? Or as our lesson says, what do you think of something? Like here, what do you think of my idea? Now, what are some other ways you could use this useful question?
What do you think of my scarf? Or what do you think of my sweater?
Well, Rebecca, let me tell you, I think your sweater is just very nice. And your scarf is very beautiful. And even that little piece of string that was on your sweater is also very cute.
This little piece of string. And since I asked you for your opinion, Gabe, I really appreciate you offering your opinion.
Well, you're welcome. Now, as we see here, there's a negative example. It says, it's a lousy idea. And we read, don't say that. Don't say it's a lousy idea. You want to use the negative form of positive words. So, for example, if someone offers you something to eat, instead of saying, ooh, that looks disgusting, you could say something like, you know, it's not my favorite.
That's a great example, Gabe. Well, remember, use the negative form of positive words. Well, right now, it's time for us to join the guys in the InfoCloud. They have something that they want to talk about, referring to dangerous English, which we will see in the later part of our lesson.
If you desire to make your English interaction with others as pleasant as possible, watch out for profanity.
Also known as swear words or curse words, profanity is language that is shocking and offensive.
True, profanity is a real part of language, but as ESL teachers, we don't believe it's something you should make space for on your mental hard drive.
Why? First, it's just not polite language, and many people who don't swear would be offended to hear it.
Next, I find that most English learners are unaware of the connotations and subtleties of English profanity. So, when they do use it, it's used in the wrong way, at the wrong time, and in the wrong place.
It's like wearing sweatpants at your own wedding. Inappropriate.
Right. I see this time and time again when I judge English speech and drama contests. Students swear right there on stage. And to me, it's not impressive. And it's distracting.
With so much profanity in rap music and Hollywood films, it might be easy to assume everyone in America swears. Not so. Our recommendation? Stay away from it.
Right. English profanity is a minefield you don't need to be in.
我们学英文迟早会遇到Profanity, 如果我们查字典 ,profanity 是亵渎不敬的言语，指的其实就是 swear words 或 curse words, 骂脏话。现代的西洋流行音乐跟好莱坞的电影里头都充斥着 profanity。我们学英文有必要学这些表达方式吗？首先我们要知道 profanity 是不礼貌的英文，许多人听见了会感到offended, 受到侮辱。而且呢，许多学英文的人并不了解一句脏话背后的含义，所以讲脏话往往会很不得体，很不恰当。最后，讲脏话，就算你讲的是英文的脏话，并不会让你显得很酷。因此呢，我们建议你不要去学它。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. And of course, accusing others,is an example of dangerous English. We'll learn more about that later on. But right now, let's go to the section titled Turning Down an Invitation. What does it mean when you turn down an invitation?
Well, this just means that you refuse to accept something. For example, maybe someone invited you to the movies or maybe even to dinner, and you're not able to go with them. You can turn down the invitation.
All right. So do you ever turn down invitations? There's a polite way to do it, and of course, there are other ways to do it as well, but you want to try to be polite. Now, if you're in a meeting and you give an idea, but someone doesn't like the idea, they turn it down, you could say they shoot down your idea.
That was such a bad idea. Why did you even bother bringing that idea up, Gabe?
Oh, man, Rebecca, you just shot down my idea.
Well, I mean, it was a bad idea. So next time, can you think of a better idea before you share your ideas.
Rebecca, that was a great example. Nice job. Okay, so turn down or shoot down things in a polite way, okay? Right now it's time for us to look at something else here. When you can't accept an invitation, don't say, I can't, I'm busy. Refuse in a more indirect way. Now, the example they give here, I think, is an example of not being tactful. And let's take a look at that word, tactful. If you have tact, that means you do something in the proper way. It's the ability to act or speak without offending somebody.
Exactly. Now, my friend Sally, she's so tactful. She always knows when it is the proper time to say something, and she also knows when it is a good time just to remain quiet.
You know, sometimes that is important. If someone is going through something difficult, not to just share with them your opinions and your thoughts about the situation. Maybe all they need is for you to listen to them and be with them. And I think it's good, if you do have something to say, to know how to say it in a tactful way.
So, Gabe, do you consider yourself a very tactful person?
Well, yes. Rebecca, of course I'm always a very tactful person.
Wait, you are?
What do you mean by that? Of course I'm a tactful person.
Wait, so that's why you offered your opinion about my sweater before I even asked you for it? Do you think that was being very tactful?
Well, no.
Okay.
You're right. You're right. Sometimes I'm not very tactful. I should work on my tactfulness. Well, we see some good examples here, right? Things that you should say. I'm afraid I can't make it, or I'd love to do it, but maybe next time. You know what's a good thing to do? Let the person know that you value them. You could say, let's find some other time to hang out.
Well, we still have so much stuff to talk about right after this.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen, and Rebecca's here. Good, so I can ask her, hey, Rebecca, some of my friends are going to the movies this Sunday. Are you interested in coming?
Oh, wow. That sounds like so much fun, but I can't. Sorry.
Well, you're going to miss out on a really good movie.
Well, I guess I can just go another time, maybe even by myself. Well, you all have a great time. You know, I'm just way, way, way too busy these days. I don't have time. See ya. Bye.
Bye, Rebecca. Oh, man. I guess that didn't work out very well. She seems so cold. Maybe I should never have asked her in the first place. I hope she's okay. Oh, well, let's continue with our lesson to see what else we can learn.
Say it politely. Don't accuse. Avoid statements that accuse others. Don't say, you didn't understand me. Say, maybe I need to clarify what I mean. Keep the focus on I or we rather than you. Take time to learn polite phrasing. Then you'll keep mistakes to a minimum and make your interactions with people more pleasant.
现在我们看的是 accuse 这个动词 ，accuse 是指控告或指控。如果要说明控告某人某件事的话，是 accuse someone of something 这个句型。例如 ，Charlie accused one of his employees of stealing from the company。Charlie 控告他的员工之一偷公司的钱。Accuse 也可以用被动式，例如 ，Alex was accused of blackmailing his former boss。Alex 被指控写黑函威胁他之前的老板。最后我们看的是 clarify 这个动词。clarify 是指澄清说明或者是交代清楚。例如 the CEO went to the shareholders meeting to clarify the company's current situation。执行长出席 股东大会来说明公司目前的状况。它的名词是 clarification,C-L-A-R-I-F-I-C-A-T-I-O-N。例如 ,this part of the contract is vague and needs further clarification. 这个合约的这个部分是模糊的，需要进一步的解释。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Very good point. Don't accuse. Don't point fingers at somebody, okay? Avoid statements that accuse others. Don't say, you didn't understand me. Say, maybe I need to clarify what I mean. Keep the focus on I or we rather than you.
Hold on for just a moment, Gabe. Yes. I think that reminds me of another phrase we want to talk about.
Yes.
I feel that this would be a very important thing to talk about right now.
Now, hold on a second, Rebecca. You interrupted me when I was talking about
this. Wait, please don't accuse me. You just pointed the finger, and I'm feeling really hurt right now because you are pointing the finger at me.
Oh.
I feel really sad.
I'm sorry. Maybe I should have said...I feel like you interrupted me just now. Is that better?
That is so much better. Great example, Gabe.
Okay, yeah, it's true. It's good to start out sentences like that. I feel that when you said this, this is how I felt, okay? So talk about how you feel about something. Don't just accuse the other person about what they did.
It really softens the tone a little bit, and it makes it feel like, or it makes itseem like what you were saying is actually more important.
Because sometimes we misunderstand each other, right? Maybe the person meant no harm with what they said. Maybe you just thought they did, so you feel like they hurt you, but really, they didn't mean anything bad by it at all. Well, right now it's time for us to go to the next section here. Take time to learn polite phrasing. Let's take time to look at that phrase.
Take time to learn polite phrasing. Well, what about you could take time to read your book every day? Or maybe you could take time to get to know different people at work? Or maybe for you, you're taking time to get to know different people at school.
I think you should take the time to encourage somebody today. And hey, take time to practice this phrase today. There's many ways that you can use it. Rebecca, would you like to interrupt me again?
Well, no. I mean, yes.
Okay.
But since you asked me, sure. Gabe, you know, you could take time anytime you want to encourage me. Encouragement is always well received.
Okay, good. Well, the string on your sweater is very cute. Okay, the next phrase here says, then you keep mistakes to a minimum and make your interactions with people more pleasant. And there's a wonderful phrase in here we'd like you to know. To make something more, and then you add an adjective. So, for example, Rebecca?
For example, let's say you're going on a long trip, maybe on a train ride somewhere. If you bring a book with you, it will make your time on the train far more exciting or far more enjoyable because you have something to entertain you.
Or maybe you have to do something really unpleasant, like go to the dentist. Well, you being with me made my trip to the dentist a little more okay, a little more bearable. Or maybe if you're going to give a speech, you can add an interesting story to make your speech more interesting.
Those are some great examples, but right now it's time for us to go visit Liz. She has something that she would like to say about this sentence.
How are you doing today, friends? My name is Liz, and here's a closer look at this sentence. Then you'll keep mistakes to a minimum and make your interactions with people more pleasant. For today, we're looking at this phrase, to keep something to a minimum. It means to make sure that something doesn't happen very often or to make sure there aren't too many of a certain thing. So in the case of today's sentence, the writer is saying that you make sure there aren't many mistakes and that you make your interactions with people more pleasant. When we use this phrase, to keep something to a minimum, we're saying that it's possible for something to happen, but do your best to make sure that whatever it is doesn't happen too many times. For example, in a normal work environment, it's best not to have too much chatting going on between coworkers. So we can say, during business hours, let's try to keep the chatting to a minimum. Or, let's say there are these special containers that are used to carry and protect eggs as they're being transported to stores. So we can say, damage to the eggs was kept to a minimum thanks to the containers they were placed in. And that's it for today. My name is Liz, and I'll see you next time.
Hello, what is your problem?
Hey, that's not polite.
Oops, I'm facing a furious customer. Did I say something wrong?
Yes, don't say, what's your problem? Say, may I help you?
Oh, sorry. So, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to check in.
Okay, give me your passport, give me your ticket.
Hey, that's not polite either.
It's not?
No. When requesting something, don't say, give me.
What should I say?
Say, can I see your passport, please? Or, may I?
Okay. May I see your passport and your ticket, please?
Of course.
Thank you. Now, how many bags will you check?
None. I plan to carry all my bags.
That's a lousy idea.
Hey, that's not polite. Express your opinion in a nice way.
Okay. I don't think carrying all those bags is the best idea.
Maybe you're right. I can check this bag.
Okay. Would you like to become a VIP member?
I'd love to, but I don't have the time right now.
Oh, that refusal was very polite.
Yes, I softened it.
Wow, you sure do know a lot about being polite.
Thank you.
Okay, well, here is your passport and your boarding pass.
Wait, I think there's a mistake.
A mistake? Can you clarify?
Yes, my name is not Robert Smith. I think there's a problem.
If someone asks your opinion about something, you want to be sure not to offend them if you don't like their idea. So how do you say that politely? Well, one thing you don't say is that's a lousy idea. Perhaps say, no, I don't think it's the best idea. Take positive words and use them the negative form. That way people will find it easier to accept your opinion. And how about when you have to turn down an invitation? Don't say, I'm busy. In English, we always soften the message with, I'm sorry, but, or something like that. And don't accuse others when they don't understand what you mean. It's better to say, maybe I need to make that clearer or clarify what I mean. Polite phrasing will help you make your interactions more pleasant.
So, Gabe, someone forgot to take the trash out, and I bet it was you. You forgot to take the trash out, didn't you?
Now, hold on a second. I feel like you're accusing me of this right now, and I don't like it.
No, Gabe, it was definitely you.
Okay, well, I think Rebecca still has a lot to learn about being polite. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
I'm sure it was you. Bye.
Be more polite.
I'm sure it was you.